بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected ulama kiram, elders, dear brothers and those listening over the various platforms, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite wisdom and His mercy chose us to be from the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be the holders of the kalima la ilaha illallah. And together with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to congregate on this day of Jumu'ah. These are truly unmeasurable bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ought to, on these moments, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, show our gratitude to Him. And often there are many of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are aware of and we are unaware of. Those blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those favors that are apparent to us and unapparent to us. So we ought to make shukr for this. At the same time, we also ought to remember those of our brothers and sisters that are suffering in various parts of the world. We cannot not discuss the plight of the ummah, especially our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Allah alleviate their situation. Allah gave them a rapid victory and destroy the enemies of Islam, inshaAllah. Respected brothers, the days we find ourselves in are the best days in the year. And we are literally in the best day of the year. The day of Arafah, the Yawm Arafah, is the best day in the year of the Muslim calendar. And often we are very well aware about the sacredness of the days, the last 10 days of Ramadan, the days of Ramadan. And this is particularly because there is a build up to Ramadan. And we fully prepare ourselves up and gear ourselves up. We learn about the fada'il of Ramadan. And we go into Ramadan very well prepared. And unfortunately, many of us are oblivious of the magnitude and the greatness and the sacredness of the days we are currently in. And particularly with regards to the day of Arafah, Yawm Arafah. So I thought we would just explore in the short khutbah today and create an awareness how important these days are, and particularly the day of Arafah in the life of a Muslim. So why is it said that this is the greatest day in the life of a Muslim? Because the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ يَوْمُ عَرَفَةً, that the best day that the sun has risen over is the day of Arafah. This is the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us this. So for sure this is the best day in the life of a Muslim, in the calendar of a Muslim. The Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also tells us that خَيْرُ الدُّعَى, that the best of dua yawmi Arafah is the dua of the day of Arafah. And then Rasulullah of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that khayru ma qultu wa ana wa an-nabiyuna qabli, that what I and the nabis that preceded me said on these days is la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah lahul mulku wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. So we know it's the best day. The best dua is made on this day. Then the Rasulullah of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and we know from the seerah that the deen was completed on this day. And how we know this? We know the final ayat that was revealed. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. This ayah talks about the completeness of deen. That deen was completed on this day. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati. Wa raditu lakum al-islama deena. It was on this day, on the farewell hajj, on the 9th of Zilhijjah, Yawm Arafah, these ayat were revealed to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ayat, in summary, stating that today the deen, your deen has been completed for you, and Allah has completed all His favors upon you. So for this reason, again, this is a huge and a magnificent day in the life of a mu'min, to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has completed the deen on this day and revealed this ayah. We know this incident of the Jewish man who came to Umar radiallahu anhu, and Umar radiallahu anhu says, this is a great day for us anyway. The Jewish man was telling Umar radiallahu anhu, had this ayah been revealed to us, we would have had a celebration on this day. So again, we learn from this that Umar radiallahu anhu is telling us that this Yawm Arafah is a great day in the life of a Muslim. Then we also learn that there is a day in the realm of the souls known as Yawm Alasr. A day where the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks to us about a day when a covenant was taken to us before we came into this human form on earth. And this is known as Yawm Alasr. We learn from the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once He had sent down Adam alayhi salam to the earth, it was in the plains of Arafah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had extracted from the loins of Adam alayhi salam our souls. And on those plains of Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala congregated us. He assembled all the souls and He addressed us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a covenant from us on that day, on that occasion. And ulama say it coincided. Some ulama say it happened on the 9th of Zilhijjah. The point I'm making is just to give you an idea how great this day is, the 9th of Zilhijjah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, captures this in the Holy Quran, where He says, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَا شَهِدْنَا. Am I not your Lord? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed all of us before we came into human existence. When we were in the realm of the souls, Allah addressed us. On this particular plains of Arafah, on the 9th of Zilhijjah, according to some ulama, Allah took this covenant from us, and each one of us said, قَالُوا بَلَا شَهِدْنَا. That, yes, my Lord, yes, our Lord, yes, our Allah, we are witness to the fact that You are our Lord. So this is, again, a very great occurrence. And if you want to say, this was actually the day of our initial creation, our primordial creation was on this day of Arafah. Then we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath in Surah Al-Buruj. And you must remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not take an oath on anything trivial, anything minor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath on something that is something for us to take of great reverence, of something important. And so when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses something for His divine book to remain till the end of times, there is a great wisdom in it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath. He says, وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ. Allah first takes a qasam on the skies and the constellation of all the heavenly bodies. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ. That Allah takes a qasam on the skies and all the heavenly bodies and the constellation of the various heavenly bodies existing in the skies. وَالْيَوْمِ الْمَوْعُودِ. And the day of judgment. Again, these are all serious with regards to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath. These are serious matters that Allah is taking an oath on. And then Allah takes an oath, وَشَاهِدِ وَمَشْهُودِ. Allah takes an oath on the witness and that is being witnessed. And Mufassirun tell us that what is the witness? Some Mufassirun tell us that the witness is the day of Jumu'ah. And the thing that is witnessed, Mashhood, is the day of Arafah. And other Mufassirun say the other way, that the Yawm Arafah is the day of the witness, and the witness day is that of Jumu'ah. And alhamdulillah, we are blessed today, we have the day of Jumu'ah and Yawm Arafah. So both of them are encapsulated in this witnessing. And finally, we understand again from the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that there is no other day when Allah's mercy flows like it's flowing that currently on the day of Arafah. Allah's mercy flows such that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that there is no other day wherein Allah frees so many people from the fire of Jahannam like today. There's no other day. So in fact, some of the ulama tell us this is the greatest day of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected elders and dear brothers, the emphasis is that this day that we are experiencing currently, and it's quickly running out, is the greatest day in our calendar. And how we can change our mindset, how we can understand, because what drives us to achieve our goals is our mindset. If we take something seriously, if we understand the veracity of something, if we hold something in high esteem, if we understand the value of something, it will drive us to achieve what we want to achieve. So respected elders and brothers, today is the day of mercy. And perhaps we don't know if we will ever see another day like this. How many have we heard that did not make it for this day today? Allah, give us the opportunity to maximize from what's left of this day. So what is this Yawm Arafah? What is Arafah? You know, the first thing that comes to our mind when we mention Arafah is the plains of Arafah. The place where the Hujjaj congregated yesterday, now that comes to our mind when we say Arafah. Arafah actually means to recognize, to know. And we meant to recognize Allah. We meant to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the idea. But Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, rahimahullah, he makes it very easy for us to understand, because often we get confused. Yawm Arafah, you know, we know what we've been following, the days of Hajj, the Hujjaj had congregated on the plains of Arafah. And how we reconcile these two, because we have the Yawm Arafah today. So Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, rahimahullah, he says that Arafah is both makan and zaman. Makan meaning a place. Arafah is a sacred place. It's a very sacred place. Allah has chosen that place for the Hujjaj to congregate. All the prophets over the years have congregated on those special place. It's a very sacred place. And with regards to zaman, zaman meaning it's a sacred time. Sharfu zaman. That the time, Yawm Arafah, is also a blessed time. And therefore, as much as we all have this talab, and we all wish we could be present on the plains of Arafah with the Hujjaj, Allah has selected a few to have been present on the plains of Arafah. And they had both. They had the zaman and the makan. They had combined both the place and the time. But for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fact, the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many years before Hajj, he also had the shauk and talab. He had this desire to be on the plains of Arafat. But the years before Hajj, what was the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing? He understood the veracity of this day. He understood the magnitude of this day. The Rasul of Allah and the Sahaba, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, they upheld this day. And they fasted on this day. The Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we will see further, the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it such that they used to fast regularly on this day. And in fact, the Rasul of Allah used to fast the first 10 days of Zilhijjah. For us, it's very easy. Really, if you look at it, Laylatul Qadr, we take it for example. We have to seek out the night of Qadr. It's 10 nights. We have to perform ibadah and we have to seek out the night of Qadr. And we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sends down the malaika on the night of Qadr. But look at Yawm Arafah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us which day it is. We know the time of the day of Arafah. We know the day of Arafah. We can prepare well in advance. We can psychologically prep ourselves and get us in the mindset to know the magnitude of this day. And together with that, Allah is distributing His mercy like not on any other day. And together with that, Allah Himself comes down. He comes close. Whereas in Laylatul Qadr, Allah sends the angels down. On the day of Arafah, Allah Himself is coming close to us. And Allah is boasting to His malaika. He's boasting to His malaika. What are they asking for? So, you know, this whole preamble was to give you the idea how significant this day we are currently experiencing is. So the question is, we know that we have this sacred day, this day that is very beloved in the sight of Allah, this day that many will be forgiven and thousands of souls will be emancipated from the fire of Jahannam. And Allah make us from those who do not enter the fire of Jahannam and are freed from the Adab of the Qabr and Jahannam and enter us to Jannah. But what should we do? How should we honor this day? Half of this day has gone already. The first thing we need to sit back and think, today is the greatest day in my life as a Muslim. This is the greatest day. The half of the day has gone. One thing we can start off with is with the intention. Oh Allah, if I really could make amends, I would have passed this first half of this day in your servitude, in your ibadah, in your charity, in dua, in various forms of ibadah to gain this closeness to you. Because we know from the hadith of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that even small deeds in these days earn us reward more and weightier than any other day in the year. We know from the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the good actions done on these days are more beloved in the sight of Allah than any other day. So these 10 days, it is a potential for us with small deeds to climb the ranks and climb the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first should be our intention. It will set our mindset. It will allow us to recalibrate and understand, oh Allah, we intend to serve you in the best possible way. For some of us, we had to go to work today. For some of us, we had businesses to run and we were unable to spend this first half the day as you would have loved us to have done. But oh Allah, I have this intention that for the rest of this day, I will take off from work if I can, or will dedicate some part of the rest of this day in your ibadah. So this is the first thing. Because we know the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam again tells us that innamal a'malu binniyyah, that our intentions or our actions are judged on our intentions. So in Allah's mercy that is flowing today, even our intentions of making ibadah, Allah may record us as someone who has made ibadah for the whole day. So this is the first thing, brothers. We should check our intention, try and recalibrate our mindset, and see how we can maximize from this day. The second thing the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us is that on this day, we should try and fast. Now, for those who had the ability to start the fast, who had the opportunity to fast, alhamdulillah. Again, tied up with the intention, those who were not able to undergo the fast for today, have this talab in your heart, oh Allah, if you give me a chance again, I will fast this day. Why we say fast? Why the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to fast on this day? The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that this is probably the best fast of the year. Because no other fast expiates the sin of the previous year and the year to come. No other fast has this speciality. The Rasul of Allah tells us that person who fasts on Yawm Arafah, he gets this, that the year before sins are expiated and the year to come, the sins are forgiven. So this is a greater act of ibadah that we should try and inculcate in our lives on the day of Arafah. The next thing that Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourages us to do on this day is the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as I mentioned, that he says we must increase in our recitation of La ilaha illallah wahdah, la sharika lah. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Now, we have to understand what the zikr is. It's a zikr and a dua. As I mentioned earlier, on the Yawm Alast, we took a covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us, am I not your Rabb? This is when we were in the realm of the souls. Allah asked each one of us, am I not your Lord? And at that time we all agreed and we said, you know, Alastu bi Rabbikum qalu bala, that we are. Yes, Ya Allah, you are our Lord. This zikr and this dua that we are saying over and over in the day, and we should try and make it an azkar and keep on reciting it, La ilaha illallah, is affirming this covenant that yes, Ya Allah, there is none worthy of worship besides you. Wahda, you alone, Ya Allah. There is none worthy of worship. Nobody can be worthy of worship besides you, Ya Allah. La sharika la, there is no one that is a partner to you in this worship. Lahul mulk, for you belongs the kingdom, for you belongs the dominion, for you belongs everything. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, and you it is that has the power over everything. So this is an important act of ibadah on this day. It's emphasized by the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If there's one thing we can do, is try and increase in the dhikr today. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. Then the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, that Allah's forgiveness is flowing today. There's no day when Allah's forgiveness flows like it does on this day. Allah is forgiving people. In fact, shaitan is humiliated like never before on this day. The only time shaitan has been humiliated and has been shown a scene, he says on the day of Badr, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Jibreel alayhi salam to arrange the malaika. Besides that, this is the day that is the most humiliating to our arch enemy, shaitan. Because he cannot believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive so many people. So on this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving left, right and center. And really nobody, no matter how much sins we have committed, should ever consider themselves beyond the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Particularly on this day, we hear from a very beautiful story and a conversation between two giants of Islam, Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah and Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah, on the day of Arafah. Sufyan al-Thawri, a great scholar, a great alim of this deen, he was obviously very well aware of this day, the day of Arafah. He was on his knees begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah asked him, "Oh Sufyan, who's the worst of people on this day? Can there be a person who's wretched on this day?" And what does Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah say? He says the worst of person on this day is that person who believes that he cannot be forgiven on this day. So Allah protect us. We should never ever underestimate the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beyond our comprehension, beyond our wildest dreams, as they would say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is flowing on this day. So the least we can do is then supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these remaining hours that we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in istighfar, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him. We, more than anyone else, we require His forgiveness. We require the emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Oh Allah, make us. Oh Allah, make us from those who You are happy with, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make it such that, Ya Allah, make our last days be the days that You are most pleasing to, we are most pleasing to You and You are most pleased with us, and the best days of our life. And extend our du'as. We should not limit our du'as. Our du'as should be expansive. Because we should understand who we are asking. We're not asking our employer. We're not asking our fathers. We're not asking our mothers. We are asking the giver of givers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one whose treasures is unlimited. So in this hours that we have remaining on this day, we should make it a point of even writing down the du'as, the special requests we have, so that we don't miss out on each of these requests that we have. That, oh Allah, give it to us. And particularly what we should do. And we learn that these are the 10 days of Zulhijjah. We learn the lessons of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And one of the du'as of Ibrahim alayhi salam was for his children and for his progeny and for the ummah at large, that how deen can stay alive. Make big, big du'as for our children. Allah, make them ulama sulaha. Oh Allah, make them the changes, the makers and the shakers of this ummah. Oh Allah, make them the means of changing the direction of the ummah. Oh Allah, raise amongst our children, because many of us have reached an age where we are not so strong anymore. But from amongst the youth, from amongst our children, oh Allah, raise up people who will fight for the people of Gaza, who will change the condition of Ummah, who will bring again victory and the respect that Ummah so dearly needs at this time. To make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the type of dua we should engage in. And particularly towards the last moments of this day before Maghrib. We know today is Yawm al-Jum'ah. It's a day of acceptance of duas also. It's a Yawm al-Arafah, the day of Arafah also. So double upon, bonus upon bonus, we cannot miss out on this opportunity. Those of us who have the opportunity, leave whatever we have, try and make ourselves to the masjid, make intention for itikaf, and pour our hearts out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this last moments of this great day. We know tonight will be the night of Eid, and tomorrow will be the day of Eid also. Again, Allah is giving us opportunity upon opportunity. The night of Eid, we know that Allah the Rasul of Allah tells us that those people who make ibadah, their heart will not die when other hearts die. So we should make it also another opportunity for us to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, we know the day of Eid will be tomorrow. And the day of Eid is a day of rejoicement. The day of Eid really is a celebration. We have two celebrations and two rejoicements in the year of a mu'min. And this is the two Eids. Eid al-Adha is the great Eid. But what are we rejoicing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِيُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects us to rejoice with the fact that He had guided us to Iman. This is the greatest rejoicement. That you and I have been born with Iman. You and I have been given Iman. You and I have been given the ticket for eternal success. For that we cannot praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough. For that we cannot rejoice enough. So tomorrow is the day of Eid. We should be rejoicing for the simple fact that you and I are from those who hold the kalima la ilaha illallah and from the ummah of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.